The commandant of the U.S. Coast Guard says the nation should beef up its presence in the Arctic. Admiral Thad Allen made his comments in Washington today before a Senate Commerce Subcommittee hearing about Coast Guard oversight. Alaska Senator Mark Begich and others questioned him about what is needed in the Arctic for protection and exploration. Allen said one major gap is in the nation's icebreaker fleet. The U.S. currently has 3 compared to Canada's 13 and Russia's approximately 20. Of the American vessels, one is docked for repairs, another is more than 30 years old, and the third is small and designed mostly for scientific research. Under questioning from Senator Begich, Allen said the American presence needs to be stronger.
What we have right now, in my view, is a minimum capability we need to be able to respond if all 3 of them are operating, and they are not.
They are not. So that's the biggest challenge right there.
Begich and Allen agreed ideally there would be 4 or 5 Arctic icebreakers so a trio can be in operation at all times. One ship costs about $900 million to build. Admiral Allen recommended funding repairs to the docked icebreaker, the Polar Star, and then moving the operational budget for icebreakers back to the Coast Guard from the National Science Foundation. It was moved 2 years ago, but the NSF has agreed that it can go back to the Coast Guard, given the emerging focus on defense and safety operations as the Arctic melts and opens up. Allen also recommended doing an assessment of icebreakers to decide whether to keep repairing the ones currently in operation or replace them. Besides the presence of icebreakers, Allen says the Coast Guard is exploring what other equipment can be used in the far north. He says for the third summer, they've moved up vessels and equipment to see how it functions in the Arctic's open waters as the ice cap recedes. The Coast Guard has sent up small boats, helicopters, buoy tenders, and large cutters. Allen admits that mostly the research has shown what doesn't work.
We are learning valuable lessons about what operates up there well and what doesn't, and what can support operations and what can't. We know that we are challenged with small boat operations because the ability to launch them in the vicinity of Point Barrow, and maybe need to look at an alternative such as an airboat that we use on the Great Lakes in the ice season.
Allen says the unpredictable cold weather makes for an added difficulty, and helicopters are challenged by the lack of navigation and communications command and control infrastructure so far north. He says any ship off the North Slope, even one traveling in open water, should have an ice-strengthened hull, because if the wind blows steadily, it can pack ice together. The Coast Guard is currently doing a major analysis of its needs in the Arctic and how they're changing as more passageways open up.
We're in the process of doing a high latitude study, and later on this year, we hope to develop a mission analysis for what exactly the requirements are to operate up there and what capabilities would meet it. There is not quite a match right now, one for one, on what we have, but we are taking what we have and moving it up there in the summer to try and achieve an effect.
There is not funding for repairs to the Polar Star icebreaker included in the latest budget, but Allen said that's likely because of a condensed budgeting process done as the administration changed over. He noted that there is funding for repairs in a Senate appropriations bill.